This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continues to pound targets in southern Gaza and ordering more neighborhood designated for attack to evacuate as the United States urges it to do more to protect civilians. The health ministry in Gaza says over 200 Palestinians have been killed since fighting resumed Friday following a week-long truce with the territory's ruling Hamas group. Ministry says that overall Gaza war death toll has surpassed 15,000. Prospect of further ceasefires appears bleak as Israel called home negotiators, and the Hamas deputy leader said any further prisoner exchange would only happen as part of ending the war. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue the war until we achieve all its goals. Muslim community leaders from several swing states are pledging to withdraw support for U.S. President Joe Biden, citing his refusal to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Democrats in Michigan have warned the White House that Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war could cost him enough support within the Arab American community to sway the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Leaders from Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania gathered behind a lectern that read, "Abandon Biden, ceasefire now," in Dearborn, Michigan, the city with the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the United States. 50 oil companies representing nearly half of global production are pledging to reach near-zero methane emissions and end routine flaring in their operations by 2030. That is according to president of this year's UN climate talks, Sultan Al-Jaber. Environmental groups pushing for a phase-out of fossil fuels criticized the pledge, calling it a smokescreen. The pledge included major national oil companies such as Saudi Aramco, Brazil's own company, and the multinationals like Shell, Total Energies, and BP. This is VOA News. The United States has taken action to reduce methane emissions from oil and natural gas production. The Environmental Protection Agency says that a new Biden administration rule announced Saturday will sharply reduce methane and other harmful air pollutants that contribute to global warming. The agency also says the rule will promote use of cutting-edge methane detection technologies and deliver significant public health benefits, such as fewer asthma attacks and hospital visits. U.S. officials announced the rule at the U.N. climate conference being held in the United Arab Emirates. Air pollution from oil and gas operations can cause cancer, harm the nervous system and respiratory systems, and contribute to birth defects. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 has struck off the coast of the southern Philippines. Based on the magnitude and location, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said it expected tsunami waves to hit the southern Philippines and parts of Indonesia and Malaysia, but the center later removed the warning. There are no immediate reports of damage or casualties. The head of the Philippine Seismological Agency says that residents of two coastal areas were advised to evacuate immediately to higher ground or move farther inland. France's Interior Ministry says that police have arrested a man who targeted passersby in Paris, killing a German tourist with a knife and injuring two others. Police subdued that man, a 25-year-old French citizen who had spent 4 years in prison for a violent offense. After his arrest, he expressed anguish about Muslims dying, notably in the Palestinian territories, and claimed that France was an accomplice. French Interior Minister Gerald, the attacker, apparently cried, "Allahu Akbar," or "God is great." The person was ready to kill others, according to a spokesperson. The attacker went after a German couple with a knife, killing the man. He then used a hammer to injure two other people. Five homeless people were shot in Las Vegas, one of them fatally, and police say they're searching for a lone suspect. Officials say the shooting occurred around 5:30 Friday afternoon near a freeway overpass in the northeastern part of the city. A police spokesperson said at a briefing that a man in his 50s died. Another man is in critical condition, and three others are listed in stable condition. Investigators believe the shooting is an isolated incident and not an active shooter situation. That shooting comes after police in Los Angeles announced Friday they are searching for a suspect in the deaths of three homeless people in separate shootings just last month. Recapping our top story, Israel now continues to target and pound areas in southern Gaza and has ordered more neighborhoods designated for attack to evacuate. The United States has urged it to do more to protect civilians. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.